And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the foggy San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And we have a great guest for you this morning. Nick Kelly from West Coast Marine, Parker Boats, Camus Boats, Yamaha Outboards, Mercury Outboards. He's got it all. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
The Ford year-end sales event is on now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. It's a great time to buy and a great time for traditions like loading up the Ford Explorer and going to Grandma's house, or taking on the day's projects in a versatile Bronco or Bronco Sport. Both have the capability, tech, and durability you need. How about making the big delivery with California's best-selling truck brand, Ford F-Series, equipped for anything your demanding job needs or the family holiday you're taking? Hurry in before this year comes to a close. Whether it's gas, hybrid, or all-electric, visit your local dealership with a great selection during the Ford's year-end sales event. The Ford year-end sales event is on now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. Visit your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. We need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer, or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What a great show today is going to be. Lots of stuff going on right now.
Super great friend here, Nick Kelly from West Coast Marine. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, great. Busy year. A lot going on with Parker Boats, Camus Boats, right?
That's right, yeah. A lot of changes going on, some fun stuff. It's hard to believe we're at the end of the year here.
Holy mackerel. Yeah, so tell us about it. Yeah, what are some of the exciting stuff going on?
The whole morning, tell us. There's a lot going on.
I'll try to keep it all together this morning, but Parker has some changes. They've got a new website going up. That went live a few weeks ago. It's a killer website. You can go on, and they have a Build-A-Boat feature on that. So you can go on and pick whatever model. And I should also say that they have changed the name of their model lineup. So their cabin edition boats, which we knew as like the 2820, 2520, those cabin boats are now called the Explorer Series.
Okay.
So that covers the 2820, which is now the 287, 25-7, 24-7, and 22-7. And that'll be called the Explorer Series.
Ah.
Then that goes down to their offshore center consoles will be the Fathom Series. And they're coming out tomorrow. I believe they're launching the new 25 center console they built. Don't know a ton about it, although there's some good hype going on for that boat.
Now, how's it different from Ricky's 25 center console?
So, completely different.
Completely
new hull, new everything. Different stringer systems, Coosa transom, so, you know, the wood's not in there anymore. Probably more horsepower, nice T-top, nice console for large electronics.
Yeah.
Comes standard with, like, Seakeeper Ride.
Wow.
Gemlux stuff, more rod holders, cup holders, those kind of things. Updated cushions.
I was going to say, it sounds when you said updated, that's what it just screams to me. Like everything new, everything that they could throw at that boat sounds like they're doing.
Yeah, and it should be nice. I think the unveiling will be tomorrow. They'll probably have it on all their social media stuff. And then the model changes for the inshore series center consoles, the 18, 21, and 23, is called the Coastal Series.
Okay.
So it's a lot of information to take in and try to keep it all together, but they did make that change, new badging on the side of these boats. So that's fun. But then going back to the website, the Build-A-Boat feature, I would encourage people, if they're interested, you can go see very transparently pricing on all these boats at the end of the Build-A-Boat feature on their website, which is kind of a really neat thing to see.
So when you say Build-A-Boat, like you're putting your features into it. I want a Sea Keeper ride, and I want whatever. I want a hard top, or I don't want a hard, all of those things.
That's correct. Yeah. Cool. So you'll type in a boat. Say you want the new 227 Explorer, little cabin boat. You can go there, check that model, hit Build-A-Boat, and it'll walk you through all their standard features. So Sea Keeper Ride is actually one of their standard features. So any boat in the cabin series or Explorer series is getting a Sea Keeper Ride from the factory.
No kidding.
That is not even an option. You're just getting it.
Wow.
Is it that big of a deal?
Yeah. Yeah. And so we've been retrofitting it on other boats as well, and every single boat I've put it on, it's a positive benefit.
Really?
It really works.
That's so cool.
Yeah, really, really nice.
Wow.
So weight movement side to side, people moving around, you're not pushing buttons anymore. It's just automatic. Yeah.
Just automatic.
Pretty neat. Mm-hmm.
And whatever the sea conditions are, it just adjusts to that.
Yeah, it keeps the boat real flat. It's an amazing product.
Yeah.
You were describing before we started the show the new, smaller, fully redesigned Pilot House Explorer cabin, the 22. That sounded like such a cool new build of a boat. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So everybody kind of remembers the 2320, mm-hmm. which was a killer platform. There's a lot of those boats out there. Bestseller for years and years. I think Kevin sold a ton of those boats over the years. That boat went away, and we had the 247 Explorer. That's been out for a couple of years. We've done well with that boat. And then they came out and kind of took the same similar hull design and made a smaller boat, which is the 22. So that comes in a single package. You can get 200 up to a 300 on that boat.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. And you said the price point on that boat is amazing.
Yeah. And again, you go to that Build-A-Boat price, you're going to see a retail price and then a nationally advertised price at the end. And I think depending on options you go with, that boat will start at somewhere around $110,000, $115,000 for that boat.
Wow.
No trailer on that, but you still are getting those standard features like a Sea Keeper Ride already on it. So that's pretty neat. And you can get a standard option right out of the gate with no extra charge, like a little 9-inch Garmin.
That's bitching.
And then you can option up from that.
Could you tow that boat with a half-ton truck, or should you be in a three-quarter ton at that point?
Yeah, the nice part about, say, the new 247 Explorer and the 227 Explorer with the new stringer systems and removing wood is it's lightened that boat up.
Ooh.
So both of those boats are actually dry weight under 5,000 pounds.
Oh, wow.
So then, you know, we start outfitting with bait tanks and towers or whatever, it's going to go up. But, yes, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. And so trailers are do you get trailers locally here, or do you get them from back east?
We get them locally.
Locally.
So the boats come in. We just took an order of the 24 and the 22, and we offloaded that. And so those do not have trailers, but what we would do is order. You can get a steel galvanized trailer from Pacific Trailers or West Coast Trailers in Huntington Beach is typically who we use.
Yeah. You've seen everything. You've done everything. You've done guys that tow their boats down to Baja, and you've done guys that, you know, live 10 minutes from the launch ramp. Like, what's your move on trailer if a guy comes to you and just doesn't know the difference? Because I sure don't. Like, I wouldn't know the right move, you know. Like, we tow a little ways. Like, we're a 20-mile from the launch ramp guy. Like, how do you go through the process of picking out what the right trailer is for somebody?
I think if you're doing really long hauls, and you're thinking of if you're in Central California and you want to fish San Diego and you're going to do that freeway travel or going to Mexico, I think the rigidity of a galvanized trailer, I think, is they make really nice trailers. A little more expensive. If you're just kind of a casual user, not thinking about going cross-country or anything like that, just an I-beam aluminum, they're a little bit lighter as well. So if you're, you know, tow-sensitive with the vehicle you have, an I-beam aluminum is just going to be a little lighter. Does the same thing, but it flexes a little bit more. And long hauls, not interested in flex, but for your daily stuff, I think that's fine.
Yeah. Okay. So, and what percentage of your people? A lot of people are keeping their boats in the water, like Ricky and I. What percentage of people just don't even get a trailer?
I'd say a majority get a trailer. I think we're, if I had to guess, maybe
80%
are getting a trailer.
Yeah.
The guys who are going in the water are probably buying like a 28. Parker, like the bigger stuff, and then your bottom painting and throw it again in the water. But a majority of our Parker users right now are using trailers, And I think some of that is to slip fees keep going up in storage. Oh, yeah. Storage is hard.
And it's hard to find a slip.
Yeah, and then Dana needs to finish their project, so open up some slips for these people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No question. The 28 is now the biggest boat that Parker makes.
Yes, correct, yeah. What was the 2820 and now the 287 Explorer.
So you're doing a very good job, boat dealer, of remembering exactly what you're supposed
to
say.
I'm trying.
And then, of course, Yamaha. You're a huge Yamaha dealer in sales and service as well.
Yep.
What's been exciting going on with Yamaha?
We had a good summer with repowers and service. And then we had a little bump up, too, right before Christmas on some good repowers with single 200s. We just finished one yesterday with a Grady with twin 350s on it, and that's been really successful. So, if you got an older boat and need a new engine, it's just a great way to go as well.
Yeah, and they've had so many great incentives, too, this year.
Yeah, they just ended their extended warranty period, ended on December 8th. They'll typically come out with another one periodically, I would imagine,
after
New Year's they'll have another one. Price changes on a lot of equipment. Parker had big price changes, so go do that build-a-boat thing and check it out. Yamaha will increase about 1% in January.
That's it?
Yeah.
Tariffs didn't really affect them too much.
No, thankfully, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got lucky with that.
Yeah, definitely.
You were telling us that you were really pleased with Parker's restructuring of price and things of what it potentially could have been, and then they just tightened the belt as much as they could and just really wanted to offer a very affordable product. Keep Parker very competitive while still offering a really high-quality boat.
Yeah, they did a lot of retooling, and I know that's an expensive undertaking, and I think what they did was they wanted to be transparent to the end user. And as much as we like talking to the customers, and you didn't get a lot of information off of their old website, and so now it's very simple to go on that, build a boat, and you can see at the end the price that you're basically going to pay.
That's
and then
cool.
If you want to add stuff, we can certainly do that at the dealership.
So, and what's the website at Parker?
Parkerboats.com.
Parkerboats.com.
Yeah.
And that build-a-boat is right on that.
Again, it's very easy to find all the models and start building a boat. And then when you're done and you want to submit that, it'll go to your local dealer, your closest dealer.
And then what about Camus? Camus is coming of age here. Now Benny's got his new boat.
Yeah, we've been working hard on that front. Benny just picked up his 26 last week and should be out there shortly. And then, we got a few 26s. There's one down in San Diego as well. And that's been a lot of fun. And then sold a handful of bass boats, freshwater bass boats this year.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really fun.
You said Conway has one. Conway Bowman?
Conway Bowman has one. Yeah, if you want to check some wild videos out, go look at his
stuff. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah.
Now, does he have that 400-horsepower rocket ship thing like Benny?
I forgot what he got. He might have got a 350 or something like that. Yeah. I don't remember.
Oh, just a little 350.
Just a little 350.
Yeah, no big deal.
Yeah, I totally forget what Conway ended up getting. Yeah.
They're cool boats, man.
I think for that style of fishing,
A number one.
It's pretty phenomenal.
Yeah. Nothing comes close.
Yeah.
And you even are selling freshwater bass boats now, too.
Yeah, dabble in that. Camus makes a mean freshwater bass boat, and I've gotten a lot of good response on the ride on big water, like Havasu and Lake Mojave for those tournaments. Got a great guy running the boat and helping me build that front, David Valdivia. He does really well. He loves that boat.
That's cool.
He's out there helping me and talking about the brand and getting people into those boats. So we did a handful of those boats.
That's great.
Yeah.
The hull structure on the Camus is interesting, right?
Yeah, that stepped hull.
Yeah. Tell us about that.
Just makes it ride phenomenal.
Yeah.
It just cuts through the water, rides on top. The bow is always down. It just eats up that stuff.
That's cool.
You've been a Yamaha guy for years and years, and now you're a Mercury and a Yamaha guy, right? Talk about that.
But dabbled in the Mercury. I did that kind of as a side project because some people with Camus, like Benny, wanted a Mercury.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these guys want a Mercury, and that's, if you want one of those, that's fine with me. So I wanted to do that just to be able to support that product.
Sure.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So the Mercury has a 400. They have bigger outboards than these.
They got a 600. They got a 400.
Wow.
Yeah, they got the whole gamut.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. That's some serious horsepower. Now, what is Yamaha has up to 400, right?
Yeah, they got their 450, and they have a new 350 that came out a while back. I do love that 350. We just pulled off twin V8 350s that Yamaha used to make. That was a pretty darn good engine. This is a 33 Grady White, and we put twin new 350s on there.
Wow.
And that's
going to
be...
Yeah, the new 350 is super light.
Very light.
Yeah.
It changed the attitude of that boat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pretty awesome. Well, hey, let's go live to the water now. Aliar is calling us on to Polaris Supreme. Good morning, Aliar.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Hey,
great, buddy. Good morning.
Great. Great to hear from you. How's fishing?
It's been really good. We're just on a five-day trip, and we fished offshore for a few days. We had a 270 yellowfin. We actually caught some bluefin down there, too. We had 76 bluefin. And then we fished the beach for a day and a half, and we had, I think, 191 yellowtail. So it was good fishing.
Jeez. Are you kidding me? Oh, on a five-day? That's unbelievable.
Yeah. And I was calling because we have one leaving on a Tuesday morning, and there's one open spot on it. So if you want to go fishing, I think now's a real good time.
Aliar, we saw a photo of the Grady yellowfin tuna. It looked fantastic. I mean, it might as well have been middle of the summer. It looked beautiful weather, flat calm. The grade was really nice. I mean, what a trip you guys put together.
Yeah, it was nice fish. The yellowfin were like, I'd say 15 to 35 pounds, and the bluefin were real nice, 30 to 100 pounds, and pretty much all that fish was fly line, daytime fish, so it's a nice change for the people.
Jeez, and the nice yellowtail, too.
Yeah, we had yesterday when we fished the beach, they're like 8 to 18 pounds, so fun yo-yo fishing.
Super
awesome.
Fun. Oh, that sounds great. And one spot open on a trip that leaves on Tuesday, and the forecast is for and fantastic weather to continue.
Yeah, I mean, this is the nicest weather we've seen all year. Two trips in a row here, we've had flat, calm weather, so it's a nice change, too.
I think that's such a good call, too, because this is just it often is an easy time to sneak away from work. It's kind of things are winding down. If you were gonna sneak away a little bit, there's a lot less to be done right now. So
yeah.
I could seriously use 5 days in the Supreme right about now. Let me tell you.
Yeah, it's like, get me out of here.
Yeah, that
go.
Sounds great, man.
Yeah, that sounds super. So how does somebody grab that last spot?
You can go on PolarisSupreme.com and book right online, or you can call Lindsay 619-706-3634. We have one leaving the day after Christmas, too. That one's full, but this one was full, too, and we had somebody drop off. So if you want to go on that one, just give Lindsay a call, and she'll put you on the wait list.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. I you know, sorry, I can't make that Christmas party. I have to go fishing on the Polaris Supreme.
Yeah.
That would be good. I'm good with that.
Well,
all right, guys. Well, thank you very much. Have a good show.
All right.
Thanks,
hey,
buddy.
Congratulations on a great trip. And, again, PolarisSupreme.com. Check it out and call Lindsay. Appreciate the call this
morning.
Crazy. Right. Thank you.
That's really great. That's fantastic. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Nick Kelly's standing by and ready to go. And we're going to soon have Benny Florentino on the show, too. So going to be a great show, and we have a lot going on today.
You got it, man. As you hear, it's going to be a lot of fun, and always pumped to have Nick in here. And it's always such a fun show because there's so much cool stuff to cover. We've got great information. And then, you know, they just do so much at West Coast Marine from the service end of things to the boat sales of things to the outfitting of boats. You know, there's been such a long history of, you know, of Kevin and Nick just really dialing in boats, and they're so familiar with the product. It's really fun. It's one of my favorite shows with a great bud. And if you want to join us this morning, man, we want to hear from you. Give us a call at 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on the fan this morning. Again, 833-288-0973 is how you reach us on the fan. Or you can send us a text. The text the show option, so popular here on Let's Talk Hookup. Like, even before the show started, my phone was buzzing away with all the texts coming through with questions for Nick. If you want to text in your question, the only way to do that is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. If you don't have it already, you got to go get it. It's a free download. It's easy to find. The Google Play Store or the App Store on your iPhone, just search Let's Talk Hookup. You can not only send in your text questions to Nick, but you can also catch all the archive shows. You can listen on demand 24/7. The only way you can text in your question. When you do, make sure you include your contact info. Just a name and a phone number along with your question is all we need in case you're the lucky winner at the end of the show today. And, man, do we have another great prize. Ooh. For one lucky caller or texter at the show. And as always, that's going to be decided by a coin flip at the end of the show. Nick will flip the prize coin, decide whether the winner is coming from the caller or the texter side. And one winner is going to go on a full-day trip on board the San Diego at a C4 Sport Fishing. It's an awesome trip fishing with Captain Matt Brawley, Captain Ryan Boston. Somebody's going to get to go fishing on the San Diego.
Yeah.
And when we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to be taking your phone calls, reading those texts. You stay tuned. It's Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app. Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Experience the magic of Haida Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada, at Haida Gwaii Safaris, formerly Queen Charlotte Safaris. Hi, I'm Valerie Hopebridge. 25 years ago, I fell in love with these incredible islands, breathtaking scenery and wildlife, warm community, and truly phenomenal fishing. That passion inspired me to open my own fishing lodge. Just steps away from the Sandspit Harbor at Haida Gwaii Safaris, you will be fishing pristine, unpressured waters for Chinook salmon, halibut, giant lean cod, and more. Plus, be surrounded by untouched beauty and wildlife. All of us at Haida Gwaii Safaris have exciting news. We now have our own charter flight to and from Sandspit out of Vancouver, making your trip easier than ever. We pride ourselves on creating unforgettable adventures that turn the first-time guests into longtime friends. You will come for the fishing, and you'll come back for the memories. We are booking now. Please call 1-877-815-2892 or visit us at qcsafaris.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Haida Gwaii Safaris, where unforgettable memories are made one catch at a time.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time in the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414. Or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
Hi, Bob Hoos with Costa Sunglasses. If you've got young anglers in your life who are just getting hooked, Costa's got something made just for them. The new Next Gen collection is built for long days on the water and takes Costa's iconic performance for smaller faces. Check out Schoolie, Costa's first 8-base wrap for smaller profiles, and Street Heat, a bold everyday frame with micro side shields that keep glare and spray where they belong. Help the next generation see what's out there and protect what's out there. Available now at CostaDelMar.com and select retailers starting at $130.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-style metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. AFCO's crossbreed jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. AFCO's crossbreed jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on AFCO.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, it sure didn't take long. Everybody's excited to talk to Nick. Lots going on. Phones are busy. Again, if you want to get your opportunity, 833-288-0973. How you make it happen.
Yeah, I have a chance to go on to San Diego, get a full day trip to one lucky caller or texter. Benny Florentino, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Ricky, Pete, Nick.
What's up, Benny?
I'm recovering after a day on the water yesterday. It's good to be back in sunny Murrieta instead of foggy Long Beach yesterday. But was able to put that new Camus to put some hours on it. I got 6 hours in yesterday, so weather was incredible. As far as flat, it was just foggy and cold all day yesterday, just a change. But I tell you, you know, I had John Bellotti and his buddy Rob Cotto, and the water was so flat, I was literally finding wakes to go through just so I could, you know, run that thing through there, and my guys get a chance to see how it rides. And, you know, this boat I have now currently has a custom-built radar arch with deck lighting and was done by Fishing Boats Unlimited right there in Costa Mesa that does pretty much all the work for Nick and all his parkers. They do fantastic work. But anyway, the boat's much lighter. I couldn't run it full speed because I'm still in break-in. But I tell you, it's good to be back on a Camus after having a hiatus. You know, our good buddy Randy Spies, who owns Kicker Fishing, has the kind of old boat, and is putting that to good use. He actually went up to San Miguel yesterday. They went to San Miguel Island from Santa Barbara. So he's putting that boat to the paces.
How cool.
But, you know, I can't say enough about the 26. It's an incredible platform for my clients, especially for me as I'm getting up in age, because that thing is so comfortable. It just gives you the confidence to get out there when the weather's tough. That, again, what Nick alluded to about that Michael Peters stepped hull, it just makes the boat ride incredible. I can't say enough good things And we still need to add more things to it to make it 100% for the upcoming shows. But I can't thank Nick and his crew. You know, they pretty much outfitted the boat. You know, I'm a Humminbird Minn Kota pro, so I have it all decked out with the new Humminbird Explorers, and it's all connected together to my Minn Kota trolling motor, so I can operate everything from the console.
How cool.
And I just got fittings for the forward-facing sonar, so I'm gonna add that on coming up. So,
how nice. Is that going to live on your trolling motor?
Yes. Yeah, there's a bracket that fits on the head, so it's out of the way, especially since I have that auto-deploy. There's a company out east that makes them that's very inexpensive as opposed to some of those really expensive brackets that you can buy out there. Yeah, I can't say enough. Got to put more hours in tomorrow. And, man, if you want to go for a test ride in that thing and you see me at the dock, I'll be glad to take you out. Or you can set up a test ride with Kyle or Nick at West Coast Marine and we go for a ride. But it won't be on a nice day. It'll be in the afternoon when it's really windy to really get a full experience on that hull. I tell you, you'll be amazed.
I love that.
So next thing I want to know, with a 400 horsepower motor on that thing, are you going to put wings on it too?
No, we're going to put body straps.
I can't imagine how fast that thing's going to go with that motor, right?
Yeah, and you know, with the electronic steering in it, like most of the bigger motors now, you know, when I engage it in gear, it wants to go right now. That's so you literally cool. Got to warn your guests, hey, I'm getting ready to take off. Sometimes they go, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then you hit the throttle. They're like, you know, their legs are hanging out the back.
So, hang on. You
know. Wow. But, yeah, it's got great power. And if you run it right, you can really get some good fuel. I think I was at 2.3 yesterday.
Wow.
At 42. Really good. We're just, 4,200 RPM.
Wow. And how really fast was it at 4,200 RPM?
It's about like 35.
Oh, jeez. Wow.
Can you imagine going 35 and making 2.3?
Yeah.
That's unreal. Yeah. I've almost never seen 2.3 in its life. I don't make that when I'm idling.
Oh, I can't wait to break that in so I can go mock speed. I think it'll do like over like 55. I really feel pretty good. Without the T-top and the glass, I think it'll get up there in the 50s. So.
Jeez. All right, so Benny Florentino, seatbelts optional ride on the new Camus, right?
Yep. But if they want to go for a ride or a test ride, if you're seriously thinking about it, you know they have a smaller model that could be more affordable for some of the guys out here on the West Coast, and they could see that arch. I think on my Instagram page, I have everything all up there, so you can go to coastal_charters or just DM me. Or call the guys at West Coast Marine, or you can contact me directly. We'll be glad to arrange for that. But that 24 for West Coast, same hull, 350, I believe 300 to 350, Nick, is
yep.
max on it?
Correct.
So I say go max because the hull can and the boat can handle it, and I think it'll be a very affordable center console that'll get you to and from Clemente, Catalina, tuna fishing, whatever it may be. So... but anyways, I won't take much more time because I'm just sitting out here having coffee, enjoying the sunrise. But thanks, Nick, for everything, man. You guys did an awesome job, and look forward to seeing you next week for that oil change for the 10-hour service.
Well, if somebody wants to go fishing with you on the new boat, Benny, how do we do that?
They can contact me at 310-779-0397. Or go to ben@fishcoastalcharters.com. They can reach me that way. And, again, at Instagram at coastal_charters. Guys, have a great day. Thanks so much. Be listening in on all the great calls.
All right. Thanks, Benny. Appreciate that much. Benny Florentino, Coastal Charters. Boy, what a great guy to have on your side.
Great guy.
Benny's the best.
The best.
Yeah, for sure. You have great text, huh?
I thought so. There's a lot of them. There's a lot of really good text. The first one I had popped up says, hey, guys, another great show with one of the most knowledgeable guests you guys have of the year. I bought a 2320 back in 2005. I absolutely love the boat. I have over 3,000 hours on it. I have a 250 four-stroke Yamaha, and I'm starting to think about repower. I was wondering if I could get Nick's suggestions, and I know that's something that you guys have always prided yourself on. You do a lot of repower. You've seen a lot of options. You've seen guys go up, and you've seen guys go down. What about somebody in Steve's case there? 2320, loves his boat, just wants to keep it rolling.
Yeah, right. In Yamaha's world, they have the 300 and 250 still. So depending on your year, most of the equipment is still going to work on the boat side. So you can probably get away with a little less expensive install. There's a few different options. You can get a mechanical 250 or 300. But what Yamaha's doing now is they've moved into this the digital world. So it's digital shift and throttle. And then where they're going is about 100% all electric steering. So on their 300 engines, 250 engines, we're moving to this electric steering thing. So if you want the latest and greatest, you're going to be swapping out the hydraulic steering you currently have and going to that electric steering, which gives you some more features, really smooth steering. You can change settings like lock to lock. They got troll mode. They got speed control. There's all kinds of different things.
Fantastic autopilot.
Yes, and I was just going to hit that. When you do that electric steering model motor, your old autopilot will not work with that, so you need to go to the Yamaha's autopilot, which is basically just a computer and a little panel.
Okay.
Yeah,
so you have a few different options in that on that boat, and I can walk you through that on a phone call or a meeting or something like that.
You made a great point when you said if you wanted to go mechanical, it's just plug and play, so you're not having to buy new control, new this, new that. You put the boat on, you're back in the water, you know, quickly, but the new version has a lot of very worthy features.
Yeah, and those 23s, they did kind of mechanical shift. Then they went to like a digital digital throttle. So he might, I would guess,
somewhere in between.
He has that digital control. And so he could stick with that or upgrade to that electric steering.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Very good. Good one for sure. Well, let's jump into the phones. You want to get through? Jeff is standing by at the fan. 833-288-0973 is the number.
John in San Diego is going to get us started here on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, John.
Good morning, guys. I wanted to ask Nick what he sees in the future for the next big innovation in small boats.
I think the next innovation, we're kind of seeing it with the manufacturers. And from my experience dealing with Parker the last few years, they've changed from their wood stringer systems, wood deck, marine ply, transom. It's all hand glassed in there. They've gone to that composite stringer system, which has lightened up those boats, and they put the Kusa board in the transom as well, which is
what
super
is
light.
Kusa board?
That's a great question. I don't know what's actually in it, but it's extremely strong and extremely light. And then if water penetrates it, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
And it's a synthetic material.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so we're seeing.
So there's no more wood in a Parker.
Some of the models. 25, 257 Explorer and the 287 Explorer still have the wood.
And there's nothing. There's no downside to the wood. The wood makes the boat stronger and more powerful.
It feels like a great old hull that you know has been tried and true forever.
Right.
But I think having that lighter boat, again, your question about towing, that comes into play.
Yeah.
Fuel economy, so that's a huge one.
One of the reasons you're starting to hear guys talk about that crazy fuel is that motor's got to push less. It's got to work. It doesn't have to work as hard to push it the same.
So I think we're seeing that in that sense. And then on like the Camus side with like stepped hulls and different versions of that, I think it helps a lot. And I don't. So other than that, I'm not sure where the industry goes from there, you know.
What I couldn't believe is that you were talking about the Seakeeper rides and, you know, the different stability things becoming, you know, options and even standard equipment now. I was really surprised to hear that. Like, it seems like it wasn't long ago that Seakeeper ride was introduced or kind of talked about, and now that you can't hardly get a boat without one when you order it I was really surprised to hear. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, like Parker's cabin boats are coming standard with that Seakeeper ride. So the boats are making their changes with their designs and how they tool it. And then the manufacturing of the engines are coming out with their, like, full package control system. So, you know, like your Garmin talks to the Seakeeper ride. The Yamaha has electric steering with their own autopilot now. You can sync up a Yamaha joystick system to a bow thruster now. So there's this complete packages that these manufacturers are making.
Cool,
a lot of changes.
Yeah, that's cool.
You can have all the bells and whistles, or you can have just a few of them, right?
Correct.
You can have all of them. Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, John, thanks a lot for the call. That does free up 833-288-0973. I have a great text here, and it's from Jason in OB. He says, good morning, Pete, Rick, and Nick. What a great show. Parker Boats is my dream boat to get. Every time I see one, I'm so jealous. Question, what's the best place to get or find a used Parker, and what's the average price usually for one? Also, do you guys do financing if it's feasible to get something new or like a 23-2020? What's ideal power with, breaking the bank?
Ideal power on 2320, say that 250 or 300. That was a great running boat. Financing, I use a company right next door to me called Sea Dreams. We're seeing everything from 6.5% on up, depending on credit score and how much you want to put down. What's the next part of that question?
Yeah, he just wants to know, where do I find
one? Where do you find one? Scouring the internet, Facebook Marketplace has a lot of stuff up right now. I look at it almost every day. I've seen some 2320s, some older ones. The price runs the gamut on the condition of the boat and the hours. I would say if you're looking at a used boat, get a surveyor for the boat and have somebody look at the engine and go on a test ride. I can't stress that enough. Had a horror story last summer. A friend of mine told him it was not a good idea. Bought a boat from Florida. Motor had water in it. Fuel tank failed. And it's
heard
like,
so many stories like that from people buying East Coast boats, Florida boats.
Yeah. Like, did anybody look at it? Or did you fly out there and look at it? Nope. Just sight unseen. It's like, maybe don't do that.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, man. That is the best money spent ever. If you spend a couple hundred bucks and a guy tells you no, yes, you're out that couple hundred bucks, but you're not going to be out the thousands of dollars that you are going to have that headache to deal with. I mean, you are just, it might be a hard pill to swallow, but that is the best money spent.
Yeah, go for that sea trial, run it hard, and have somebody look at it. I can look at those engines and kind of give you a real honest answer of what you're looking at.
Yeah, and you guys carry used boats, too, at West Coast Marine.
I do. I have a couple, actually.
Yeah.
I actually have a 247 Pursuit. A 98 with a 300 Yamaha with about 1,000 hours on it.
Wow.
Just put a new fuel tank in that. It's a killer little center console.
Yeah.
And then I do have a 2024 Parker 28, the old one, 2820.
Oh, cool.
It's only about a year and a half old with 188 hours on it. Tower.
That's it. It's like brand new.
Bow thruster tower, Seakeeper ride, full Simrad package.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Like a brand new boat.
Yep. I have that at the shop right now.
Without having to wait for a brand new boat either.
Yeah.
This one's built.
You walk in today and go take that thing bluefin fishing.
So I know westcoastmarine.com, you actually have on the website, you have a lot of these boats listed, right? A lot of your new and used inventory.
Correct, yep. Yeah. That new 28, I just posted that on social media last week, and we got some good hits on that.
That's cool.
Yep.
Nice. All right. Well, if you want to get through, 833-288-0973, have a good text.
Yeah, it says, good morning. My question is for Nick about trailer lights. I have a small trailer, and it seems like every couple of years I'm always having issues with my trailer lights, whether they're going out on the corrosion or the plug. Can you give me some tips to help my lights running smooth? That's from Roy in San Diego.
Trailer questions. Do they ever work?
Never.
No.
Never, ever. That's what we did. Yes, they do. You just don't get one.
Right.
We bought our boat from West Coast Marine. We were that one. Like, we keep our boat in the water at Dana Landing. And several buds that all bought boats that didn't, that also keep their boats in the water. They all bought trailers. And they said, for God's sake, just use ours. It sits on the side of the house, or we're paying to keep it stored. We don't have a boat on it. So, yeah, the only way to keep one is without the trailer lights going bad is just not own one.
Right. I think I've done more trailer repairs this year than I ever have. But I think when you're doing trailer lights and wiring, like a good heat shrink connection is going to help a lot. And unfortunately, I think it's just the necessary evil of you're just going to have to go through it once or twice a year, no matter what. Like, just put that on your maintenance schedule. You're just going to have to do it. And then I would probably defer to, like West Coast Trailers or Pacific, and just, if you're using it a lot, just, take that trailer in, have a professional look at it, or redo bearings and lights.
Yeah.
And it's just like your motor maintenance. It's one of those things you just got to do.
It.
Yeah.
Because it's saltwater.
Yeah.
Eats it alive.
Yeah. There's no, I Don't have a good answer for that.
There's no way around it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just got to maintain it.
I think if I was doing it today and we were trailering a lot and you were plagued with trailer light issues, I'd also buy one of those sets of those Bluetooth.
That's funny you say that. I was just going to say that. I bought one.
Yeah.
And
what? I don't know.
It's a Bluetooth light
trailer
system.
Lights, yeah.
So you put your like 5-pin in your truck.
Yeah.
And it's Bluetooth and it goes to two lights that are not wired.
Wow.
And you can, and they're magnet, and
yeah,
you can stick
exactly.
them on the back of the trailer.
Come on.
I carry one in my truck
as
just
spare.
In case
exactly.
my lights don't work, which is 90% of the time.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
and it works the battery, the brakes and everything.
Yeah,
because, you know, your brakes in your truck, they talk to your plug.
Yeah.
So instead of the plug, you know, traveling by wire to the brake light, it just travels via Bluetooth. So you step
Jeez.
On the plug and the thing goes on. And so that way at least they're not going in the water.
I'm
with you. You should have good operating trailer lights and all those things that you're supposed to have, but you buy a set of those things and you keep it in a bag underneath the seat in the back of your truck. When something does go wrong, you're not having to curse and throw wrenches and try to, you know, splice wires at 6 o'clock in the morning before you go.
Yeah.
Just remember to take them off
exactly.
before you
put them in the
water.
Which
I guarantee
yeah.
I wouldn't do, and
then
I'd be dealing with that.
Important.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more of your phone calls, we got more of your text messages, a lot of great info coming through. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check independentsportfishing.com.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu. Simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com. Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at Turner's.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Lots of great info. It's one of my favorite things about having Nick in here, man. Just everything from trailer lights to building a brand new 28 footer, man.
Yeah.
We got it covered. It's going to be a lot of fun. If you want to join us, 833-288-0973 is how you reach us on the phones. It's been a very busy morning already, but plenty of time to get your calls through there. And giving away a full-day trip on board the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing.
Yeah, I have a great text here from Chris in Arizona. And he's a, let's see. I wanted to get your, I had a question I wanted to get your perspective on. Are you starting to see or hear more discussion about boats going fully lithium, including both cranking and house batteries on new builds sold today? With all the modern electronics and all that kind of stuff, what do you think about lithium?
Patiently going to listen to this one too. That's on my list.
Yeah, well, it's, yeah.
Yeah, lithium is becoming more popular, especially for trolling motors. Is kind of number one. So instead of putting, you know, three Group 31 AGMs or something like that to make 36 volt on a trolling motor, you can just get a single, mm-hmm. whatever your company of choice is. I know you got like Norsk makes killer batteries. I've had some decent luck with Lightime batteries off of Amazon.
Lightime.
You can just,
you know,
buy those and they've been working.
Yeah. There's some really great values.
For sure. And they all Bluetooth your phone. You can see the charge and how much they're depleted, and you can check all that, which is really
yeah.
neat. Yamaha, though, on that side, I would not plug a lithium battery into a Yamaha unless you use, like, their little converter pack or something like that, because it doesn't like to charge at that high of a voltage.
Uh-huh.
So Yamaha still doesn't allow, like, to have a cranking battery in lithium. So you're still with lead acid or AGM or whatever else you're using, but no lithium on that. Mercury has a different charging system. They use an alternator like a car, and they can do lithium.
They do.
Yeah, and, you know, it lights up your boat. And we see that more in the bass boat world. Mm. If you're getting a Yamaha, you're still going to use an AGM battery. And then everybody's kind of going to lithium for the house and for big Garmin screens to really keep it bright.
And you can do that. You can have a house AGM.
You can.
And then have a DC to DC charging system that works for the lithium.
Yeah, you
right?
keep it separate just by through wiring. Yeah, and one thing with bass boats, though, is they're always kind of built around having that weight of batteries in the back, so it does kind of change the attitude of the boat. Oh, so if you have an older bass boat, you know, it might not necessarily be designed for lithium, so you might notice a ride change.
Oh, interesting.
So just be prepared for that if you're going that way.
Yeah, that's an interesting thought, because the weight difference is huge, right?
Huge weight difference.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like 20%,
yeah,
30%.
And then the lithium, they drive those trolling motors so well for so long without having charged. And then everybody's using LiveScope on those things with big screens up forward.
Yeah.
I was just messing with a company called NBT that makes a huge, like, 22-inch screen. And so it actually just duplicates a Garmin screen, but the clarity on it is just phenomenal. Wow. And so they're using, like, a
Ultra HD TV on your boat.
Yeah, so in LiveScope, and you can see everything.
It's crazy.
It's unreal.
So crazy.
Yeah.
So the one other huge advantage to lithium is that on a AGM battery, you can only bring it down to like 50%.
Right.
On a lithium battery, you can bring it down to zero.
Yeah, they'll go 100% till they don't.
Yeah.
You know, you'll get full power the whole life of that battery until you don't.
And then the batteries last 10 years instead of 3
or
4 years.
A lot of companies have great warranties on the batteries. Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's cool.
Worth looking into. Certainly is something that Rick and I have been talking about for a long time.
Yeah, just make sure whatever engine manufacturer you have is compatible with lithium, because we don't want any melting fire scenarios. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, which happened.
Yes.
I had a great text come through. It says, I've really been looking forward to having Nick on the show. A year ago, we invested and bought our dream boat, a 2520 Parker Pilot House. The boat came with a belly hoop on top of the hard top, but this year we're going to replace and put a full tower with controls. I've seen beautiful work done from West Coast Marine. I'm hoping you could give me some more information. What are things that guys have done that they have liked and disliked? What manufacturer do you recommend? And can we just drop the boat off with you guys as a one-stop shop? I think I'm assuming he means like the rigging of controls and electronics and things.
Of course. Yep, that's right in our wheelhouse. Fishing Boats Unlimited, who we use for all the welding and bending of the tubing, is right around the corner from us, and they're great to work with. If you have a belly hoop, you might even be able to cut that forward loop in it and actually put a console in there and add equipment to it, or you can go ahead and build a whole new one. And then if you've seen a tower you like out there, maybe snap a picture of it, kind of figure out how many rod holders you want, placement of those, where you want antennas mounted, and how you want that whole thing to look like, what seat configuration you want, if you want bucket seats or just a straight flat bench up there. All that stuff is you know, up to you. You can customize. It's not, these things aren't like built and then just shipped out. They're designed around what you want. So that's why you see everyone's kind of different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are some of the mistakes that you've seen guys make or you know, decisions where like, wow, that turned out killer. Like what are...
What's really fun is talking to those guys at Fishing Boats, and your height comes into play. So like how high you want that bench seat, if you want it taller, if you want it lower. I'm not a huge fan of putting like a sunshade up top, because a lot of guys, you want to put a few rod holders up right behind that bench seat. So if you're driving up there, that you want to be able to cast one too,
sure.
You know? So, having like a sunshade doesn't really work for casting up there.
Square good hat.
But Tony and Jason at Fishing Boats Unlimited, they've done this for so long that they, you know, they don't make mistakes as far as like fishability of what they're making. They're going to tell you if you have a bad idea or a good idea.
Those are good people.
And we
work
can
with.
Walk you through that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And controls and electronics and radios and all that stuff is
easily
done.
The pods that we're using, You can generally get around like a 9-inch Simrad or a 10-inch Garmin up there.
Sick.
You can put a little Yamaha gauge. They have a little 5-inch gauge. You can put your, whether it's a single control or a dual control, that fits up there with the steering.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, hey, this portion of the show is sponsored by Dana Landing in Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. Complete deli, beverages, boating supplies, as well as one of San Diego's most complete saltwater tackle shops. I might mention, too, that Dana Landing is like, if you're a hooper, they have like all the hooping accessories that you need for to go hooping on the bay. Also, check out East County Bait and Tackle and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, the best in both fresh and saltwater tackle, along with live bait. Dana Landing, they're right next to the launch ramp in Mission Bay. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway in Lakeside, and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is on Broadway in Lemon Grove. Check danalanding.com. I've got a great text here. For a really good question from Mike in San Diego. He says he's moving to Hawaii, and he wants to know about, have you ever had a situation where shipping a boat to Hawaii? He wants to know about whether he should buy a boat here, buy a Parker, and then ship it over there, or should he wait and just buy something over there?
I look at the market over in Hawaii and try to find some good stuff for customers that we have over there. It's somewhat hard to find, and the stuff you do find is, if it's good, is rather expensive.
Right.
And we do ship quite a few boats over to Hawaii.
Do you?
Yeah, after the Lahaina fires, we sent a gentleman bought a 2520, and we shipped it over there on its trailer. It's definitely doable.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and it's cost. They just ship it on our ship, right? It's not as much as you would think it costs, right?
No, because cars are going back and forth there, right, all the time. It's just a little more expensive. Like, I think I sent a car there one time. It was $5,000 5 years ago, so yeah. I might have gone up.
I don't know what it is.
You know, maybe a boat's 10 to 15, if I had to guess. Yeah. But you can look at, like, Pasha, I think, is the shipping company that does that to Hawaii.
Yeah. But you've had experience with that.
Yeah, yeah, totally. They've dropped a boat off in Long Beach Harbor, yeah, and put it in the lot, and they load it on the ship.
Very doable.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Cool. Well, hey, I want to mention next weekend on Let's Talk Hookup, we have a couple of great shows. Next Saturday, we're going to have Bodan, Matt, and Brandon from Two Fish Jigs. Yeah. That's going to be quite the team. That's going to be a good
That's
one.
That's a real surface iron tech, yeah, you know, inside baseball rad, oh,
yeah,
show.
Yeah, and then next Sunday, it's the Christmas Spectacular.
Hey!
The annual event with that you are the stars out there, which you always are, but it's your best takes, and your we've had all kinds of different things that participate, and we've got a lineup of prizes that's going to blow your mind this year. So get your stuff ready for next Sunday for the Christmas Spectacular. I know Jeff at the Fan's going to be standing by with the phones there.
That's cool.
He's going to be. I've already warned him.
Jeff, it's a wild
next Sunday
one.
Is the Christmas Spectacular, yeah, so you got to make sure of that. So yeah, be sure to join us next Saturday and Sunday, and then tomorrow, of course, we have a great show too. We have Martin Levy from Inland Saltwater Anglers going to be talking about their great club, along with Corey King, who's a bay bass specialist.
Yeah.
He's going to have a lot of insight into and Corey's bringing in like some super trick reel to give away too.
Cool.
So, yeah, so that'll be a couple great shows.
Awesome. Well, we're going to have fun. I have a text that I wanted to read before we jump off, and it says, good morning, guys. What an informative show already. I love when Nick's on. Can you give me your opinion, Nick, now that you have Camus with cat holes, you've done Parker with mono bulls, which is the better riding boat in a 25 to 30 foot, a mono hull with a sea keeper or a catamaran? Looking forward to your opinion. That's from Van in Valley Center.
Wow, what a good question.
Right? I thought so, too.
He threw in that sea keeper
exactly
at the end.
Exactly. Exactly.
I guess I would have to refer to the style of fishing you want to do. A cat's always going to be faster, and, of course, a beautiful, beautiful ride just cuts through it. But it's going to be more expensive. They're always going to be more expensive than a monohull.
Yeah.
So I think,
and also you're going to be higher out of the water too.
Yeah, and then I think storage comes into play too, because a cat, you can only use a cat trailer. You can't put it on a monohull trailer. So you're kind of, if you're going to get a trailer for it, you know, that comes into play. You're going to leave it in the water.
Got to have two motors.
Where are you going to haul it out if it's in the water? You kind of go into a shipyard guy. Monohull, you can, you know, like us, we can haul out on a trailer, any real monohull. Mm-hmm. But shoot. With a sea keeper, I have no idea.
That's a great question. Yeah. I loved it too. When I read it, I was like, I think
where I am in life, I'd probably go cat.
Uh-huh.
Just because I got young kids, and if I'm getting a day on the water, like, I want to go out fast and come back fast and be comfortable.
Uh-huh.
And I think that in my life, that plays a part right now.
And then just, maybe I can't afford it, probably, but.
Cat starts to, I remember, you know, one of the original boats you bought for the family, you bought, you know, you bought a cabin style boat wanting to, you know, go camping at Clemente or Catalina and do the family camping type thing. But the Cat reminds me of the, hey, we're not going to camp. We're going to go there fast and we're going to come back. Like, we don't need to sleep on the boat because we're going to zip out there. We're going to zip back.
Yeah. I'm glad you said that. The Cat is like that. You're going out for the day,
right,
and you're coming back fast and sleeping in your own bed. With like a Parker cabin boat and a Seakeeper, I mean, your wife's going to be comfortable, girlfriend or kids, whatever.
Yeah.
You can stay a couple of nights and be really, really comfortable.
Yeah. On my 23 Parker that I had, I spent many nights at Catalina on the boat. It's super comfortable. You could outfit it with even a microwave and inverter and stuff. You can really dial it up.
Yeah, it's a different thing.
Yeah,
it's two different things, really.
It's a totally different world.
Yeah,
that's a great question, Van. I dig it because you're right. You could easily build the case for either or. No
totally.
Doubt.
You need both.
Hey, I like your style. When we come back, we got another full hour. Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More with Nick Kelly from West Coast Marine. We're gonna be live on the Let's Talk Hookup app as well as Facebook and YouTube Live. We say goodbye to you on the fan, but we got a whole another hour coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on that Let's Talk Hookup app as well as Facebook and YouTube Live.
Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long-range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the spacious and comfortable 85-foot Liberty. With bunks for your comfort, a huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Fisherman's Landing also boasts the best captains and crews in the business, from seasoned veterans to our young future legends. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Search of Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at searchofsportfishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2400. That's searchofsportfishing.com. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
Do you know why a million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel, great service, and easy access. even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only 89 cents, and even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents, too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches, made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash, and for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline. Lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?